Island, God have his war. Oh, won't you let go this morning? Oh, let go. Let go.
Just let go, let go, and let God have. Let us really enter into worship, get into spirit, and sing unto him. Let go. Oh, and let God have his wand. Let just enter in where we can touch him. Let go and let God have his way. Oh, you watch it. It always makes a difference. Your sorrows will vanish. Just trust him and see. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. How many appreciate the Lord Jesus? How many are glad to be in his house to worship him today? I believe God has given us a beautiful day. It's not just hot or anything. We just feel settled in by the grace of God. It's just cool and nice, and we can really enter in and receive something from him. We don't have to worry about how hot the building is or what is taking place around about us. And you know, just coming in this morning and talking to one or two people, realizing that there's some that really need a touch from the Lord. And I was just thinking in my heart, it says, yes, Lord, you know, you have some sheep here that is broken in body, wounded in spirit, and may just need a little touch from you. You're the great shepherd and bishop, could pour in the oil and the wine and bring healing. And I thought it'd be nice just to have a little time of prayer before the service for them, or for prayer those who have a need, maybe want the Lord to do something for them. Might be in a situation, not just, you know, that kind of daydream thing. Well, let me see what the Lord to do for me. Not one of those things I'm talking about. We just want to just enter right in where we can see some deliverance take place for some who might just be hanging on this morning. Come, just barely making it in the house of God. And our sister Cecilia is one, you know, she came in more broken up and been going through a real hard time. Just like a little flower fading away, drying up, and pains all over her body. And she says, you know, she said, "But I'm dying. I just feel I'm going." And I said, "Well, try not to take it on. If you're going, just get your heart. Say, Lord, if it's your will to take me, let me be ready to go. We're not afraid of death, and we are not to stand before death and says death is a precious thing. God ordained it. It's a door, an open door to take you to a theophany, to a body where there's no sickness nor pain. The prophet says, think, if there wasn't death, and I have to be trapped in this body and stay in this body. Each day it seems to become more wrinkled and dry and shrivel up, and it can't die. And I'm trapped here in this condition. How terrible that's going to be. But there's something called death. I can take it off. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of us don't want to die because we want to obtain that prize. The Paul, he says, I press towards that prize, the prize of the high calling of God. He considered it a prize to be alive until Jesus come. But that is not our portion. Remember, that is by divine appointment. That is not, I wish, I want it. If the Lord have me to go before. The prophet said, Lord, let me live to see this day. But he was appointed to go before. Whatever our portion is, we are growing up now. We are coming to accept God's will for our lives. We are learning to walk in it because God has given us faith to receive it and walk in it. Whatever his will is. Our life was sent into this earth to glorify him. He established a boundary upon us. Even when death wants to come and take us, death cannot take us until he gives death permission to take us. Amen. These things are real in our hearts. If it's not real, we'll still tremble and we'll still fear. We'll still wonder. We'll still be tormented in our minds. But where you have received the word and is planted deep down within your soul, you can walk in it because the God you serve is both resurrection and the life. Amen. And I tell her, I say, sister, you know, let's get your heart into a place where you can accept God's will, whatever it is. It's God's will to raise you up. Remember, healing does not originate in worry. Healing originates in faith. So you're going to stay in worry. Nothing's going to happen. The promise will still be afar off, beyond your grasp. But you learn to settle in and, oh, God is paining me. It's hard to go on like this, Lord. This whole robe is, maybe I wish I could just drop it off. But Lord, it'd be so much better if you could just give me a little touch of divine healing this morning. Just to go on a little further to serve you a little better. You see, just get in an atmosphere of faith. Don't worry and complain. As rough as might be, just get your spirit knowing that nothing happens to you without a purpose, friend. It's God teaching us every step of the way. That's where we want our hearts to be. Establishing his word and his truth. Where we can draw strength in the inner man. You believe that? That's why when we come in the house of God, we come with a purpose. We come in the spirit and the attitude of worship. We come with our hearts and minds centered upon him who is the creator of heaven and earth. The only wise God dwelling in life and immortality. The King eternal, immortal, invisible. He don't have one pin in his body right now. You know that? He don't have one bit of sickness in his body right now. Do you think he's rejoicing? Look, I ain't well, but you ain't well though. He's saying because, but Abraham says, when they was in Egypt, they had the bones of Joseph in a casket, and them Egyptians with their back beaten, them Israelites with their back beaten, would pass by that box. Look at them bones of Joseph. He said, what was that? That was a memorial. We will go out here one of these days. We'll go free. He said, what do you think is happening in heaven? All them theophanies, they know Jesus is there in a glorified body. That glorified body stands there as a memorial that one day we'll go back to earth and pick up a body. Amen. We will not stay here wanting to eat and wanting to drink and can't eat and drink and in this body. You think they're happy and they so happy that they want to stay there forever? They want to come back to earth. And because they know there's a glorified body there in heaven. You know, that is the kind we're going back for. It's a memorial. It stands as a symbol. And that is why we are here, friends. We can look to Calvary this morning and see the price has been paid. Divine healing is the earnest of the resurrection. While we are walking to the resurrection, we can still receive strength in the physical body when it goes down. The great physician now is near to sympathize in Jesus. Let us just, how many would feel that they just want a little touch? Many of you, and I don't want to take up too much of time, and I know some of you could receive it right there. But quickly, I just want to have, if you want to come forward, I can anoint you with oil and pray for you. Some of these who I spoke to, and I know that they need a direct touch, a little help of faith. Not from my hands, not from anybody's hands, but from the presence of the living God, the one in whose presence we are gathered here today. That Holy Spirit could just pass over them. They could just abide under his shadow. Come forward and come right out into deliverance. Come with faith in the scripture. Call the elders. Let them anoint you with prayer, and the prayer of faith shall raise you up. The sick shall be healed. Amen. Hallelujah. You've been trained by the word, friends. That's why you sit here. You sit on the message all these years. It wasn't just coming to church. You've been trained by the word. And those who want to come from behind, you just come to the side and come through here. So we come like a little line. Let these just help me. One or two of the deacons just help me. We just come to you. So we save time. We just try to be praying for a bunch of people. And let some of the ministers come and let's just get a little line going. Not this way, just so we can go right back down through here. We just stand and pray with them and they go right back. Just keep moving, keep the line moving. Like we normally do if you have another prayer line or something. Just let them pass through. So don't crowd up. Just let them pass through that side and come through this way quickly. Let us stand from here and amen. I believe God's going to do something for them this morning. We come sometimes just to hear the word preached, but God wants to move. God wants to touch people. God wants to pour in oil and wine to his wounded lambs here this morning. Hallelujah. We're not going to be praying for them in the coming through line. We're going to say one word of prayer and just lay hands on them as they pass through the line, anointing them as they pass through, keep the line moving. I think you're still confusing this thing. I don't know why we're confusing this morning here. I said, just let it come right through the line as we normally do. Go and go this way. So we just stand on either side and they just come right through the line as we do like a double line and they just go right through. So that should be very simple. These people I need and God wants to do something for them. And I believe he'll do it. The great physician now is near, the sympathizing Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Speak in the chair this morning. Lift you up in spirit. Not just in body, but in spirit. Pick you up a little higher. Oh, hear the voice. The voice of Jesus. You coming to be prayed for, just get your heart, say, Lord, I'm believing you. I'm coming in obedience to your word. I'm coming with faith in your promise. I'm coming trusting in your presence that is here this morning among your people. And Lord, you know I need it. And you are the giver of every good and perfect gift. It will just help me serve you a little better in this hour, Lord. Oh, just relate it like that in your heart. Whatever your problem is, you don't have time to pray it individually. I'm going to have one general word of prayer, and we just anoint you with oil, and you go right back through. Let just faith get right into the channel by God's grace. Oh, Jesus, blessed your many sins are all forgiven. You have something to confess. Confess it while you're in the line there before the Lord Jesus. Just clear that heart. Let all your unbelief be swept aside. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. The voice of Jesus. Go on your way in peace to heaven. Sweetest name on mortal tongue. His name on mortal tongue. Sweetest carol ever sung. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, blessed Jesus. God bless Jesus. Okay, let's bow our heads now for a word of prayer. I'm going to pray, and you hold your need in your heart and be reverent now. Now is not a time to be talking and looking around. And after I pray, we just keep on worshiping the Lord, and you will come through the line and we'll anoint you with oil. You just keep moving, going back to your seat, praising God. But I'm just going to have one general word of prayer. And you coming through the line, believe in God, just holding your heart right there what you have need of. The God we serve is an omniscient God. He knows what you have need of even before you come to church this morning. And know that He's not only omniscient, He's omnipotent. If you believe He will do it for you, He will do it for you. Drop your doubt right where you are. Cast down your unbelief. Cast down your reasoning imaginations. And you say, Lord, I'm coming believing with sincerity, Lord. And He will not disappoint you. He will not disappoint you. He put it in my heart to do this for you this morning because He is interested in you. He knows there's many of you here needy. And He wants to give it to you. That's why the service is like this. It's not a program we're following. We're just trying to minister to them that I need. That's why we come in the house and gather. Hallelujah. Almighty God. Here stands a line of your sick children, oh God, in body. Some broken down in body and health. Oh God, some just barely struggling, hobbling along, oh God. Lord, some wounded in spirit, some weak and cast down, oh God. Some need that strong hand to lift them up. That same hand that lifted them out of the miry clay one day, many years ago. Oh God, and put their feet on a rock to stay. They need that same one who found them in the darkness. That same one when they lost their way in a world of sin, didn't know how to turn and where to go. And that same shepherd came seeking the wandering sheep. Found them, oh God, and turned them into a path of righteousness. Lifted the burden of sin and rolled the condemnation away, dear God. Give them a new lease in life. Set them on the journey, oh God. And down through these years, they've tried to serve you. Today, oh God, it seems like they've run out of fuel, oh God. But they come to the filling station. Hallelujah. They come to get a full tank again, Lord. They come, oh God, to get the engine checked. They come, oh God, Lord, to get some attention from you, Lord, this morning. Lord, put them on the way again. And you burst of faith, Lord. Lord, a touch of healing in their body, Lord. They come, oh God, Father, Lord, for a brand new touch. It seemed like the strength of yesterday is gone. But they know if you give them another touch, they'll have the strength to carry on. Oh God, let them rise up and be healed this morning. That same voice that raised Lazarus,
Call him from corruption. Call him out to death. Call him back to health. Call him back to life. Oh, God, and presented him well again. Lifted back up into the order that he was taken from. Oh, God, I pray today, Father, that these as they come, as they hold their need in their heart, as they look to you believing, oh God, they want a touch from you, Father. Lord God, and they believe that they will receive it. They've already come out of their seat. They've already standing in line, waiting to turn, dear God, as we unite our faith as a family this morning. Lord, in this home church, Father, seeing the children, Lord, some of them have a need. Lord, like parents feeling their own home. They look at their own children sometimes. They say, John need a new pair of shoes. Billy need a new shirt. Sarah need a new dress. Oh, God, they see them, Lord, and the parents' heart go out for the children. They sacrifice, they cut, they save. They reserve something back. Because they are parents and they know how to give good gifts to the children. They want to make them happy. They want to encourage them. They want to see them rejoicing. They want to see their faces bright in their home. Lord, you understand these things this morning, Father. You are the great parent, Lord. If we are evil, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more you, the Heavenly Father. And you said healing is a children's bread. Oh, God. May you and your great mercy and grace give to them this morning. Look at Sister Cecilia, Lord, coming in here all wounded and broken up. Oh, God, she need a touch from you, Lord. Would you touch her, Jesus? Would you, Lord, with your nails cut a hand, wipe her tears away, lift in spirit and renew her faith, oh, God. And, Lord, may you remove her affliction, oh, God. Give us strength to go on. Lord, look at Sister Edwards coming in, Lord. Lord, don't need a touch of you when the weather get cold, the unrighteous, the pains in the body. How many are like that here this morning? Many others, Lord, trying to serve you, Lord. Trying to live for you, Lord. Sure, we have mistakes. Sure, we have failures. We don't deny that, Lord, but we look to the atonement. We look at the sufficiency of that sacrifice. We know it's not our own ability. We know you accept us because we stand in Christ. And it's on his merit we come this morning. It's on his merit we approach your throne, trying to find help in this time of need. Oh, my God, may you grant unto them what they have need of today, Father, as they would come to this line, as I ask and exhort them to hold a need in their heart, to believe you and to trust you, to come worshiping you, to come thanking you, to come with faith, believing and expecting to receive from you. Lord, let there not be one that will be disappointed. Whatever the need is, oh, God, may you grant it unto them today. Lord God, let your Holy Spirit, Lord, lift them up a little higher today, Father, and give them peace and satisfaction. We don't ask so much, but we ask for what you've already provided, Lord, that it might be ministered unto them by the Holy Spirit through your grace and your mercy for your believing children trying to honor you with the faith you have given them, Lord. Oh, precious Lord. May you grant it today. You said in my name, you shall cast out devils. As your servants standing with these other believers here, we unite our faith and we rebuke every devil, every dark, foul spirit from the bottomless pit that is trying to hang over them, trying to hold them back, afflict them, oppress them. Satan, we adjure you by the power of the living God in the name of Jesus Christ this morning. We rebuke you away from these people. We claim them as they express their faith and their honor and give respect to the dying Lamb of Calvary, our resurrected Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, our soon coming King. Oh God, give your children what they have need of today. Let them not go away empty. We thank you and we praise you, Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen. Now, if you believe, you lift your hand right there and praise the Lord. Just thank him for your healing. Say, Lord, I know when I come to the end, they anoint me all and touch me is finished. My faith is in the prayer. Amen. My faith is in that sacrifice this morning. My faith is in the God who is present in the midst of his people. Just worship him like Jacob, the Bible said, leaning on his staff. Hallelujah. In that old age, feeble body, worship God. Amen. Abraham said, the Lord and I will go and worship and come back. Regardless of how you feel, worship him this morning in spirit. Give glory unto your King and your God.
The drooping heart to cheer. He speaks the drooping heart to cheer. Oh, hear the voice. Oh, yeah. The voice of Jesus. Sweet is not in Sarah's song. Sweet is name. Sweet is ever sung. Jesus, blessed your many sins. To heaven. Oh, one. Oh, you just sing and you just worship him. In peace to heaven and where from with Jesus. Sweetest note, sweetest note. Oh, let's sing and worship him. Sing the song, sweetest name on mortal tongue. Sweetest name. Musicians will play. Won't you just lift your hand and praise him and thank him? Oh, worship him.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, give him glory. Give him honor. Give him praise. He is God. Beside him there is no other. He's the mighty conqueror this morning, in whose presence we are gathered together. Oh, that we can worship him in the beauty of holiness. The great El Shaddai, the strength giver, nursed from the breasted one, as Abraham nursed all the way back to a new body. You nursed yourself to healing, nurse yourself to deliverance. Draw from the word, the breasted one, the great El Shaddai, El Shaddai. Oh, El Elyon Yonya. Oh, thank you, Jesus. El Elyon. Hallelujah. The great Melchizedek, the great Adonai. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, the Lord God Almighty, the great Elohim this morning, the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. We worship you, a seed of Abraham, heirs of the promises of God this morning. Recognize our visitation in this day to see the same God come walking. Identify his presence. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, Lord. Worthy, 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 worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Singing, I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. Oh, just let him know you love him and you thank him. You thank him because you know he's true to his word. You believe it. He give you faith to draw what you desire from him. You draw virtue. You draw strength. You draw on a promise of God this morning. The unfailing words of promise. Hallelujah. You, Lord, I love you. Every hand lifted up unto him. Break the Lord gravity now. Show his life in you. Singing, I'll serve you, Lord. This healing, this touch, I'll serve you with all my strength, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all the love in my heart. Oh, Jesus, I just want to be a vessel of honor, set aside for your use, fit for every good work. Hallelujah. Serve. I'll use my life to glorify your name. I'll use my strength to honor you. Hallelujah. I'll serve you, Lord. Live or die, sink or swim, friend or no friend. In the good times, in the bad times. In the dark days, in the bright days. Hallelujah. I, Brother Vin, you call your own name, singing, I love you. I love you. Lord, I stand right here in your presence by your grace. Serve you, Lord. Oh, singing, I love you, Lord. Oh, singing, I'll praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Doesn't you feel good? You feel his presence come close to you? Amen. Hallelujah. That means more than everything to us. More than all we could preach, all we could see. When his presence would come. When his Holy Spirit would overshadow you.
when His grace would be down into your heart. It's more more than all the words that we can say. One touch changes the whole picture. Amen. Makes all the difference. Blessed be His name. He's faithful. He cares about us. He understands our struggles. He knows our every situation. He promises to supply our every need. Great is His faithfulness. Amen. We're going to go right over to the Word. I have some dedications. I don't want to disappoint my brothers and sisters. I'm going to do it right after the service. I just feel that now our hearts is just right there under the Word. And I'm just going to read a little portion of Scripture from Matthew 25, so you don't have to be standing. So when the tape is playing, you can just sit and follow. And I'll just read Matthew 25, 1 to 13 here quickly. I'm playing a tape this morning on the message from Honduras that I preached last week Sunday while I was there. And you just relax and say, God, give us a nice morning. Just hear the Word and we just worship Him. And we dedicate these babies, nice, lovely babies. And a couple of them is first timers. And, you know, we're so thankful always to have newborns. New parents and newborns as well. So it's just wonderful. And let the babies, maybe they're resting, don't disturb them. Maybe the Lord knows the time things. Let them slumber a little while. And at the end of the service, we'll just pick them up and dedicate them to the Lord Jesus. Matthew 25, quickly. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins who took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go you out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. And the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know not whether, you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man cometh. Let us pray. Father, give us quietness in our spirits, concentration. We can be locked in the channel as the Word will be communicated us through the tape. We can hear and we can follow and study, Lord. Not just to hear in the sense of hearing with the physical ear, but to grasp what the Spirit is saying, that the Word can be quickened and made alive within our hearts and create faith and expectations and put us in a channel where we can serve you by revelation in this hour. Granted, Lord. Bless each and every one, even the strangers. Help us all to be locked in. May the Word be clear to our hearts and may the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ be quickened the Word to us, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. We praise you and thank you. Amen and amen. God bless you. Amen. Let's just stand to our feet. Get ready for the dedication. I play that particular message because there was something there that really struck my heart, and I see God opening up something further. You know, I never give it much thought, but it was down in Honduras that it dawned upon me so real that the prophet says, he said, there was just souls under the altar. There wasn't no theophanies, just souls under the altar. That's why Paul said, we desire to be clothed upon. Not to be unclothed, that we will be found naked. There's a nakedness in the spirit world. And Jesus said, hold fast your garments, lest you be found naked, and the shame of your nakedness do appear. There's a nakedness, dear friend, that they are not clothed with that robe, but to be clothed in the garments of a celestial body when you leave here, to put on a house made without hands in the heavens. You see, you have to get perfect love to go to your theophany. They went there in the old nature. They was crying for revenge. They never even knew the atonement. See, he says, if you're going to take perfect love to get to your theophany, if you have to have the new birth, even to have the assurance you have a theophany. Because remember, it's only promised to the redeemed. Because that's the word you bypass. That theophany is the word that you bypass when you came from thought to flesh. And the only way to become the word, you have to be a thought in the mind of God to become the word again. See, it's something tremendous there. And to see that, just like the man in the overcoat, he had no theophany. The rich young ruler in hell, he wasn't in no theophany. Yet he could see, he could speak, he could reason, he could remember. He could talk. He could recognize Abraham. But you, if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, you see, more and more, what it tells us is to be in the bride is a great thing. The bride don't just mean 1,000 years more than the rest. That you come up in the millennium and they never come up in the millennium, but they have everything you have afterwards. No, sir. The bride is to be like him, just as he is. You shall see him like he is, because you shall be like him. Amen. We're going to get time to go into it. It's real and it's the word. And you check it. And if you find one place that you can find in this entire message where he said, them souls are at your, and you bring it and show me. I looked through 1,109 tapes and I didn't find it. You might think, that's it. You might think you believe it. You might think he said it. Or was it a concept you had? Watch and see. He said, there was just souls. That's how I knew there was not the bride when the vision broke. They had no robe. If they had no robe, what did they have? What is the robe? The robe was that celestial body. They had none. They go into eternal life at the white throne judgment. That's all they get. They don't even say they get a glorified body. They get eternal life. Do you know you have eternal life now? They go into it there. And because remember that city, that new city in the new heaven, new earth, is that theophany in the new body. But they are not even in the new city. They don't have no representation in there. They're on the outside. I'm glad I can say I'm one of them. Let me tell you, over these years, you say you see a name in the book. You say you heard your name call. That takes on greater meaning. Because remember, under no circumstances could those names be blotted out. Why? They were always part of him. He knew you were eternal as he is eternal. And that's why when he speaks of his bride, he speaks of her in an eternal way. Because remember when those saints in the sixth dimension leave to come and pick up their bodies for the resurrection, those rest of people stay right where they are. Under the altar, and they wait there through the 1,000 years. Still crying out how long? But the ones who was in the sixth altar, they said, Jesus is going to come. He's going to judge us. We're going to go and pick up our bodies. They had an expectation. They was waiting for a promise to be fulfilled. They was looking for the millennium. And the others was crying, how long, Lord? When are you going to avenge us? Because remember, eternal life is when that soul change. And if they went in the old nature, and they are going to get a new nature, because you can't have eternal life with the old nature. they are going to get that at the white throne judgment. Then what are they going to do? Come back out of the theophany? Remember, the theophany is just a building, you know. Theophany is not a person. It's only a house. A better house than this. It's a heavenly house. If your earthly house be dissolved, you have another house. The you who have the house, that you is that attribute of God, that spirit son and spirit daughter of the spirit God. You have a house. When you come back in the resurrection, all you do is picking up a house. A new house. So, a house that wouldn't die. Because you're going to be living for all eternity. A house that's going to fit you for the kind of service and the calling that you're predestined unto. But the you, who is eternal as God is eternal, that's what you want to find out now. Am I part of him? Did he know me? Were I chosen him before the foundation of the world? Is it my name that is revealing here in this word in this hour? These things that in my heart believe and receive and crave after these things. Is that what it is? These things that couldn't be satisfied with fashion in the world. These things that couldn't be satisfied with some little social status. These things that education just couldn't satisfy. These things that only the love of God revealed and shed abroad in your heart could satisfy. These things that crave for the Holy Spirit and the eternal things. That is your representation. That is what makes you different. That is what tells you you are a child of the King. Amen. Let the parents come. Bring them in. Bring them in. Let's just sing that. We have some precious little ones to dedicate. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring the little ones to Jesus. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the field of sin. Bring the little ones to Jesus. Amen. Once more. Bring them in. Oh, just bring them in this morning. Amen. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Hallelujah. Bring them in. Bring the little ones to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. That's so wonderful. And I always think of God giving people children on this side to see how God is. God knows people getting ready to cross over. But just have us living our normal lives. Doing what he sent us in the earth to do. You know why? It's a ministry. Right down to the end. See, I'll have to preach this gospel right down to the end. Same way that he lets them go through what they're going to plant your potatoes, build your houses, raise your family, take care of your children, do what God have you to do. Plan for 20 years, but live like he's coming every day. With the rising of the sun in each day, say, Lord, I pray you let me live closer to you today than I did yesterday. Let me live today as though you're coming today, Lord. That's where you want to be, friend. Like Enoch, walk with God, and he was not. You don't just, you know, long ago people say, take a child to school, this, but they never had a revelation that was a ministry. That was the vocation. They thought being in the message and learning the doctrine meant that was the thing. But now we got to realize, even down to the end right there, Some father might be praying that last moment, saying, Lord, bring that boy back in. We're getting ready to go. And it's getting dark, Lord, and the clouds of judgment sweeping the land. Okay, door's gonna close, and I ain't see that boy coming yet. Just like them numbers in the animals, in the birds, had to be a certain number. Some is 7 clean bees, some is 7 fowls, different things. Had to come in, and Noah's watching every number according to every species. So he said, Lord, I have 5, and this last one's still to come in. You're watching until that door swings shut to see God bring that last one in, believing down to the last moment. Say, yes, Lord, they're all in. You can swing that door shut now. They're all here, Father. I checked the 99. So let me strap my robe on, put my sandals on, take up my staff. I'm going for that last one. They all have to be here. Amen. What a joy it is. And that God have these things, friends, that we can do these things. You know, I was just thinking, what is going to be? He said, when they call my name, William Branham, whatever name they call, Alexander James, Anthony Jennings. He said, why is going to be anybody patting the back? Said, God bless you, brother. He said, I felt a hand slipping here. He looked there and there was Devika. Amen. They're going to climb the ivory staircase. Where was it going? Here's to Jesus and the recording angel. He said, you know something? She was associated with me in life. She bear children for him. She raised them. She went in the hospital and some little unbeliever there dressed up in a nurse uniform. But I say, woman, what's the matter with you? That's all you can do is make more children, more children. But the devil speaking through the air. Trying to make her feel shame for a great glorious calling given unto her by Jesus Christ. Because 1 Timothy 2 says she will continue the faith with sobriety. And in childbearing she shall be saved. And her children shall call her blessed. Because they are like olive plants round about the table. And she has a vision that they're going to cross over in that land. And their offspring with them. And every man will sit under his fig tree and eat the fruit of the earth. And they will build houses and another wouldn't inhabit. Because they have an inheritance. And they know that, friend. They know what God say about them. They know that God have given them a heritage. Nothing to be ashamed of. But while the devil is moving in every area to try to bring that pressure to challenge your faith, it's the same Goliath trying to challenge your faith. You stand here and says, though he slay me, yet I'll trust him. Lord, I don't understand. We have to go to these institutions. We have to go to the clinic. Are we still in this earthly life subject to these things, the system of this world? But when it comes to our faith, like Peter said, shall we obey man or God? When it comes to take away from our faith, shall we obey man or God? That is where we take our stand upon God's word, friend. Because you know why? There's a reward. As I said, many people brought to enter the ministry. They never knew it, what they was doing. The mind became alienated and the understanding became darkened. And their faith was never real in their heart. And there's influenced more by the circumstances and voices. Because they didn't live close in the presence of God enough. And the word was never having preeminence in their life. But how honorable it is. You come to your husband clean, untouched, undefiled. You don't go flirting around. You go throwing yourself at people. You come to your husband's clean. Your body is a sacred temple, designed by God to be fruit bearing, to multiply and replenish, to bring forth life into this world. the sacred bedding ground. That under a marriage covenant in holy wedlock, blessed is the womb that openeth and bring forth a man child. That the man's honor and dignity, his name, can be continued in the earth. That was so important that God made sure that when a man died, if he had married, had no children, he was the next man to bring forth seed. To continue the man's name, that the man's name would not go out of existence. You think people take these things into consideration? Especially when a man is a son of God. Especially when God is going to destroy these generations, cremate this generation. You know what scientists are going to get cremated? You know what doctors and nurses will be cremated? It will be the ashes under the feet of little mothers who walk with the offspring into the New Jerusalem. Do you think this is a little church tradition? They stand here as a representation that they bring forth life into this world. Life that under the very inspiration of the word and the revelation of the heart, they name the children. Our brother and sister Bell Smite here, little Victoria Stephanie, brother and sister Jennings, Stephanie Rose, our brother Alexander and sister Maria, Stephen Samuel, Stephanie and Stephen. Why? Because it means the crown. Stephanie is only the female form of Stephen. It means crown. This is the hour that no man take your crown. Amen. Look at one season we had Hebron and Caleb, and now it's Stephanie. Just as the inspiration come, as we walk in the light, as we come onto the promise, as the vision keep breaking, the children are being born, and the light striking the homes. Amen. What is happening? We see the offspring coming up, taking a name, identifying a character. Amen. We make our pilgrimage into that city four square where the Lamb is the light, where there's no more sorrow, no more pain. Amen. Hallelujah. What a day that will be, friend. What a day that will be. We come here to dedicate them this morning. Bible says, except the Lord build a house, they that labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchmen wake it, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. They're already receiving a reward here for being faithful, not running around, not playing out in sin. Amen. That they embrace a child. You know the torment it is for a woman with a mother's nature to want to pick up a little baby? Because here's a channel for an attribute in her spirit to give vent. It's like something wants to give vent, and but it's locked up. And there's no way to give vent. It's a torment, it's a pressure. But when she can embrace one, put her in the breast, close to her heart. Come for that fretting child. Express the virtues of motherhood, of womanhood. Amen. See when that child look back up in his mama's face and smile and do something in an expression that is a language, a communication between the mother and the child. There's a joy in the air. Today these women want to walk out to these offices, have other men touching them, other men bossing them around, and then they go home and they fret when their husband tell them something. But yet they will let a man boss them around, make sexual advances towards them, all kind of different things, for a little filthy lucre, so they can dress a little better and sport a little fashion. That is filthy in the sight of God. One woman can take a place, and when the husband come home all tired, she can let him know that he's a king and he's come to his castle. He can find peace here. There's a meal waiting for him. There's a wife there to bear his children and raise them up, to honor him. And he come and give her the love and the security that she needs. It's a family that will reflect that civilization. We reflect the great family of God. And that is why, friends, we never want to lose sight of these things. We don't want modern thinking to cloud our minds. We want to see what life is. Life has been unveiled to us out of the Word. And that life might fill our hearts. And we might express it back in this dark world. Bible said, thy wife shall be a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. What a promise. Not earthly Jerusalem, heavenly Jerusalem. To think of eternal life in an eternal city, to see the good of it all the days of thy life. Let me just get the names right in my mind before I go to pray for them. Stephen Samuel, Stephanie Rose, and Victoria. I like that. Victor Steve, you see, she caught it, boy. They caught it right there, you see? Because the crown is given to the victor. Amen. Victoria, victory. Finish my course. I've kept the faith. Looking towards the judge's bench, when the righteous judge will give to me a crown and all them that love his appearing. Blessed be his name. I just like to preach to people that catches the word, lives it out, walk in the light, and let that message live on through the lives, be reflected in the home. Amen. A testimony to their faith that the word has found a bedding ground, a place to grow. Praise his wonderful name. I just want to pray for them. Help me. How we praise you, Father. You've given us a wonderful morning. We sat in your presence and listened to heavenly things. It's cool, Lord, and I don't believe that we are anxious in our spirits to go. But dear God, as we mellow and tend up our hearts unto thee, dedicating these little ones that you have blessed, these precious saints with. Our precious Brother Bell Smythe and his wife, Surely, Lord God, saints who have walked here in and out amongst us, who have served their God and by their exemplary lives inspired many hearts. We appreciate them, Father. And as they stand here with their little offspring, little Victoria, Stephanie, Lord, you have given unto them in this hour. Dear God, your faith catching the word and placing the inspiration upon this child is born into them in this season. Because it speaks of their expectation. It speaks, dear God, of the vision that they have and the hope within their bosom. How I pray, dear God, that you who have blessed them, dear God, give our sister safe delivery and a healthy newborn baby. May you now bless little Victoria Stephanie. We offer up unto you for a life of service. By faith, I place her in the great eternal arms, in the secret place of the Most High God, where she can dwell and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God, safe in our presence, where even an angel will behold the Father's face day and night. Glory be to God in the highest. Bless her with health and strength. May she be shielded by the great shield that you told Abraham, I am your shield. Fear not. Hallelujah. May she be covered by thy precious blood. And as she grow, Father, under the faithful tutorship of these dedicated parents, may in her spirit, Lord, she received instruction in righteousness and be trained up in the way of the Lord, that a little life will reflect your beauty and your grace. Grant it, Father,
We dedicate her unto a life of service in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for our brother Jennings and his precious wife, Sister Devika, and little Stephanie Rose, that you have blessed them with this hour. God, of our head usher, faithful in his posted duty, standing, holding forth the revelation of the word brightly. Lamp trimmed, oh God, a faithful wife at his side, ministering to him and the children that you have blessed them with. An example of Christianity, Lord, right in our midst. Oh God, a home open up to the saints where people can go and be refreshed. Oh God, where they are ministered to, Lord. Hospitable people, Lord. God, how we thank you for their dedicated lives. We thank you, Lord, you've given our sister faithful, safe delivery, dear God. She went through a hard time, but you brought her through it. Even when she had stood against the reproach of the critics, oh God, who tried to put pressure upon her. But dear God, she is faithful to your voice, even the voice of your word coming to her husband, and they standing together to serve you. Lord, may she be encouraged. May the Holy Spirit strengthen her faith. May you stabilize her, dear God. May you give her health in her body. May you strengthen her, oh God, knowing her body been worn down these 2 years, bringing forth these children. Strengthen the Lord, I pray today. Renew the tissues, renew the muscles, renew, oh God, the organs. God, may you renew her and strengthen her. Let your great supernatural grace and power rest upon her. And little Stephanie Rose, Lord Jesus, we offer up unto you for a life of service in the name of Jesus Christ. God, may you bless her and give her health and strength, and may she be shielded and protected beneath your precious blood, where she's safe from every attack and every evil that the enemy tried to bring upon her, Lord. And dear God, may she grow like a little rose, hallelujah, blossoming out under the faithful teaching of Christ that would come from the lips of her parents and the exemplary lives. And dear God, may she be a little testimony, dear God, in the neighborhood, in their home, her light shining bright. Granted, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that you'd make us such a blessing. We dedicate her for a life of service in Jesus' precious name. Amen. We thank you, Father, our precious brother Alec and Sister Maria, how we love them young people. We remember them as two single individuals, never flirting around, never playing around. Remember Sister Maria right in the front seat, sitting, oh God, with anticipations to receive the word, living a virtuous life, no nothing ill fame or nothing undefiled, nothing worldly, oh God, a true picture of sacred womanhood and sacred motherhood, of real virtue, oh God, a young virtuous woman, Lord, a picture, example of Christianity. Brother Alec, oh God, serving in the house of God, helping wherever he can, walking in an example to the young men fleeing youthful lusts, laying hold upon eternal life, fighting the fight of faith, and enduring hardness as a good soldier. Remember in the brother's meeting, the questions he's asking, always willing to give a word of exhortation, reading the word and studying it, always ready when called upon to offer a word of prayer, right there, oh God, to pray the prayer of faith. Then you blessed them and you united them, dear God. Betrothed amongst us. Then come to the marriage. Remember them, Lord, in the marriage supper and the wedding ceremony. God, we see them coming in the house of God. Call upon, oh God, to serve in the youth convention, taking the place. Hallelujah. Because, Father, they put you first in their lives. Never became domesticated. Never draw back in a corner somewhere and hidden and went into obscurity. But the lives still serving, showing that the revelation was real. They weren't just looking for a partner, wasn't just thinking about natural things. Oh God, now you bless them, the first offspring, a Stephen, a Samuel. Oh God, what example, Lord. Lord, I pray the lies will never fade away, but will burn brighter and brighter. They will grow stronger and stronger in the service for you. The lies will become more conforming to the image of Jesus Christ. We need example like this in the assembly, Lord. May, oh God, it speak volumes to the young people that they see the path laid out before them, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless them now as they enter into the role of parents. I trust that their revelation struck their heart and their eyes have been laid upon Christian parents, Lord, and they are equipped and ready for the battle of parenthood to raise children now. And the battles that go with it, Lord. Lord, and they will gain the experience day by day. And they, Lord God, will not fault or faint in any way. But they would rise to meet the challenge as the revelation, Lord God, would grow and develop within them. That they can be successful parents as they have been successful Christians and a successful marriage couple. Now is a new role for them, Lord. But you who have led them through different stages of experience and thus find a journey, may they look to you for continued leadership and direction. Bless little Stephen Samuel. We offer him up unto you for life of service. Remember how she said yesterday with such pride, he's 10 pounds, you know. Lord, a healthy boy. May you give him a healthy mind as well, a healthy spirit. They'll be quick to adapt to the instruction and tutorship that would come to him from his parents. Be trained up in the way of the Lord. Should you tarry, when you get old, you will not depart from it. And if you don't tarry there, God, Father, in his youth, out of the mouth of babes, you will perfect praise. Out of the mouth of babes, Lord, then strength, Father. His little life will give testimony in the measure that you ordain and have sent him into the earth for. And he'll always be a blessing to his parents. Granted, Father, we dedicate him unto you for a life of service. As we place him by faith beneath the precious blood of Jesus Christ, may be safe and secure in your sheltering arms. Granted, Father, in Jesus' precious name we pray. Once more, a special blessing on all these couples, these parents, and their offspring, and even the remaining household. Granted, Father, in Jesus' name we pray and ask it. Amen and amen. Amen. I think she's really trying to sing. She's not crying. I think she's really trying to sing. She's just celebrating the occasion. Amen. Making a joyful noise. May God take that little out of harmony noise and perfect praise out of it. He can do it. Amen. Hallelujah. So we love him. We're about to leave. It's time to go. The end of another service. I looked in. I saw Brother Stephen there with us. And God bless him. Come back from Tucson. Where he's out there and he's back here with us. We are glad to have him. Welcome back in the assembly. Amen. Stephen Furlong. And we so want to welcome our visitors this morning as well. And all of you who come in the line for prayer this morning, just go on your way rejoicing. Thank him and praise him. May God give you your heart's desire. Our next service will be on Wednesday. And we come in early and just get ready to drink from the fountain. Amen. As your heart panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. All that he has in store for us. You love him? Turn around and greet your brother and sister. Tell them God bless them. You appreciate being here in the house of God with them. And we get ready to go. Amen. Amen. Really appreciate you and love you. You're fine people, fine congregation, fine church. And may God just cause us to be transformed more and more in his image and likeness. And until all the evil is taken away from us, every negative thing is removed, and all we can see is positive. Amen. Clothed with his glory and his beauty. Amen. Marching on in the light of God. A robe, a harp, a crown, a mansion fair. Let's just sing that. Amen. Let me get up quick. I'll give you a prayer. I'll call the words. Let's march on in the light of God. Amen. You saw that bride march of those Christian soldiers. Amen. From Melody Praise of 39. Marching on, marching on in the light of God. Marching on, on I am marching on. Oh, marching on, marching on. A robe of white, a crown of gold, a harp, a home, a mansion, yeah, a victor. Oh, now we know what it is. We can sing about it. A man when I get near. Oh, marching on to the halls of sin. Marching on, I am marching. Victory's mine while I've Christ within. While I've Christ within. Marching, marching on. A robe of white, a crown of gold, a harp, a home, a mansion. Yeah. Oh, victory's power. Skeptic snare. Amen. Breaking the song barrier. Perfect love casting out all fear.
Love casting out all fear. Marching, marching on. A room of white, a crown of gold.
Blessed be his name. Blessed be his name. Every head bow, every eye closed. Like invite Brother Wesley Furlong to come and pray. Ask God blessing this missal this morning. Praise his wonderful name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's so glorious, friends. What an age when time is blending with eternity. Set your hopes on things eternal. Store up your treasures in heaven this hour. Amen.
Praise His holy name. Father, we thank You this evening, Lord Jesus. Oh God, Your presence has been so tremendous today, Father. Lord, to think, Lord Jesus, that Thou hast condescended amongst us one more time, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And showered Your great blessings. Our souls truly rejoice, Lord. God, we have not the words this evening to express, Lord, the burning and the sweetness in our souls.
Thank You,
to
Lord.
To come and drink from that great inexhaustible fountain, Lord.
Hallelujah.
To hear the precious words proceed out of the mouth of Your servant, Lord, showered upon us this evening and given us, oh God, such tremendous inspiration. Lord, that we can leave this place so satisfied. Go to our various destinations, Lord, with a fresh determination in our souls, Lord.
Hallelujah.
To live closer and closer to You, Lord. To please You in all things, Father. To dedicate our lives and consecrate it, oh God, towards Thee, Father. That, Lord, You'd be pleased to extend Your divine favor towards us at all times.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, we commit ourselves to Thee, Lord. We thank You for sending the angel with us as we leave this place, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We go, oh God, Father, pondering on these things. May they stay fresh upon our hearts at all times, Lord. That, oh God, we'll create such an atmosphere, oh God, that angels can stay comfortable around us, Lord. And, oh God, we receive more of Your treasured blessings, Father. Bless everyone as we go our various ways, Lord, until the next appointed time when we shall come back, Lord, into the house of God to worship You, to magnify You, and to glorify Your great name, Father. We ask all these mercies and blessings in the wonderful and precious name of the lovely one,
Hallelujah.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, with thanksgiving, Father. Amen and amen,
amen
and
amen. Amen, amen. God bless you. May I have a seat? Wait, but I call it that. Is he around somewhere? I know they wanted him to sing this morning. He's here? Let him come and sing. I want to go. They had him to sing, and he's gone to work. He had to leave. Okay.
Amen.
Heaven sounding sweet all the time. Oh, friend, the supernatural sight is coming in. The eyes that look upon the things of this world is fading away. Amen. The things of this world is growing strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Just be caught up more and more fellowship on these eternal things. We look not to the things that are seen, which are temporal, but to the unseen, which are eternal. We walk not by sight, but we walk by faith.
Heaven sounding sweet.
God bless you. We dismiss.
sounding sweeter all the time. Seems like lately I can get it off my mind. Someday I can get it off my mind. Someday I'm gonna leave this world behind. Soon and very soon, going to see the King. Amen. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King soon.